behind him. To me, who knew his every mood and habit, his attitude and manner told their own story. He was at work again. He had risen out of his drug-created dreams and was hot upon the scent of some new problem. I rang the bell and was shown up to the chamber which had formerly been in part my own. His manner was not effusive. It seldom was, but he was glad, I think, to see me. With hardly a word spoken, but with a kindly eye, he waved me to an armchair, threw across his case of cigars and indicated a spirit case and a gasogene in the corner. Then he stood before the fire and looked me over in his singular introspective fashion. "Wedlock suits you," he remarked. "I think, Watson, that you have put on 7.5 pounds since I saw you." "7," I answered. "Indeed, I should have thought a little more, just a trifle more, I fancy, Watson. And in practice, I observe, you did not tell me that you intended to go into harness." "Then how do you know?" "I see it, I deduce it. How do I know that you have been getting yourself very wet lately, that you have a most clumsy and careless servant girl?" "My dear Holmes," said I, "this is too much.